This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
God,
oh Lord, we know spirit of praise and worship that is being released right now. Can you pray in the Holy Ghost? Father, I release that spirit of worship, of true worship. Like a torrent, let it rain. Let it come upon the body of Christ afresh. That spirit of worship, my God, is heavy here. It's heavy here. It's heavy here. The worship of Yeshua. The worship of Jesus Christ. Oh, oh, kaile besatua, efena kaile para, isepatokoya. My God, I see a mighty move of the Spirit of God, a mighty flow of the Spirit of God. My God, my God, oh, 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 hey, hey. There's just a supply of God's Spirit right here. And I'm being reminded of the years that God began to do a deep work in my heart. And He separated me from people, from friends, from the things I used to do to Himself. And by His Spirit, He would teach me how to just dwell in His presence. I would get on my Kia car. I would drive. Then the whole of this Lekki Express was not developed. Golden Kia car, I would just soak with Terry McCallum for hours. I would have my earphones. I was living at Aturashe Street, Suleri. I would walk the streets of Idiaraba. Those of you who were in Luth, schooling in Luth, you would know me. Because I would walk the entire length of the school just worshipping. I would travel, I would go to Central London, lock myself up. Central London, my friend who is gone to be with the Lord will leave her apartment. I would stay there for weeks just weeping before the Lord. And I grew with that. That culture. I sense tonight God is saying to us, that he wants this body, he wants his people to learn how to dwell with him, to ascend in worship. If you're going to rise in these last days, you must learn how to ascend in worship. There, you know, there's something called the Psalms of Ascent. You know, they were the Psalms they sang when they ascended Jerusalem. But that's just a figure of what happens in worship. As we worship like this, we begin to rise. We begin to rise. We rise in the prophetic. There's something about worship and the prophetic. Remember that when Saul was ascending and he saw the prophets coming, they were coming down with instruments of music. So we ascend. One of the ways we ascend to the high places. Deuteronomy 32:13. He has caused them to ride on the high places of the earth that they may suck honey out of the rock. I sense a spirit of worship. There's an impartation of worship right now. It doesn't mean that you have to be a worshiper. Lift your hands right now. Because in the days that we live in, you must know how to wear this garment of praise on your own without hallelujah challenge. You must learn how to wake up at night and minister to him. Wake up in the morning and minister to him. Whether or not you have money in your pocket, whether you have food on your table, and just bless him. Oh my goodness, I feel him tonight. That's where I learned to hear the voice of God. Because the more I lift my hands and worship, the more we hear that still small voice. He spoke to me before I came here. He spoke to me. I heard him as we gathered with the team to pray. You know what I heard? Listen. You know what I heard? You know when I came to the apartment to pray? Sorry, we are going to praise and worship. But the Spirit of God is upon me right now. When we sat down praying in tongues with the team, I heard a word, forerunner. Where's my phone? Forerunner. I know it when I hear the Lord. I heard the word forerunner. And I came here. I heard the word forerunner. Let somebody come and look at it. So you know, I think it's on the phone that I use. Wanna come and see this? This is what time? 2053, right? I wrote what? Read it.
What word of knowledge?
What was it?
Forefront.
Forefront. Forefront, not forerunner. I'm saying forerunner because as I picked up my phone to give them to screen or broadcast the challenge, as I turned on Instagram, I saw somebody sent me a message. He said, please listen to this prophetic word. I've not even listened to the word. I don't know if it's a true word, but it's just a confirmation. And guess what I saw? Forerunner. And God said to me, forefront. I've not listened to the prophecy, but it was while I was ascending. God is raising people in the forefront. In this hallelujah challenge, God is raising new stars. God is raising new champions in the kingdom. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, the word is established. I speak as a prophetic psalmist tonight. As we worship tonight, God is going to anoint new champions, forerunners for the kingdom, forerunners in this nation. Oh, people in the forefront of business, of ministry. Oh, I'm prophesying the spirit of prophecies in this place. You better pray in the spirit. Bakote ya dola sadie. Ero aya azir. Keep praying. Now, those of you who came ready to dance, we may not dance tonight. We may not jump. This is where the river is leading us. Worship. Worship. Forgive me. I'm a man of the spirit. I go where the river goes. I flow where the river flows. That's the life of the believer. That's where the miracle is. If he says worship me, I worship. If he says jump, I jump. If he says dance, I dance. For the spirit of God is upon me. Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Hey, wherever you are, worship him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. wants to lift people. The Lord is raising people by God. He's the one who raises beggars from the dunghill and set them up with riches. Oh, bless him. Bless him. Who told you you are alone? Who told you you are forsaken? There is one that stands by you as a mighty warrior. If you lift your hands, he will lift you. If you lift your voice, he will lift you. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. He will lift you from that sick bed. He's lifting you already. He will lift you from that wheelchair. Open your mouth. Don't wait for me. Don't wait for a leader. Worship him in the spirit. Worship him with a new song. Worship him in your understanding. Worship Jesus. Bless his name. High and high.
yourself in the Lord. Minister to Him now. The Lord is here.
you've said you will do in that song. Bless him. Bless the Lord and His praises. Something very special happened to a number of people around the world. I saw people having encounters. Remember that word I told you I heard? Forefront. Forefront. As we were worshiping, he was raising people and bringing them to the forefront. Receive that word with joy. It's a prophetic word from the throne of grace. Somebody shout forefront. Say, I will be at the forefront of what God is doing in the last days. I, Nathaniel Bassi, will be at the forefront of what God is doing. So what happened? There was a forefront anointing. It takes away the second to establish. It takes away the first to establish the what? The second. It picks a beggar from the dunghill and sets him up with princes. Can I prophesy? By the hand of the Lord, like Elijah, you are running the chariot of Ahab. Somebody's the hand of the Lord is taking you from the back, from the backside. My God, that same hand that took David from the backside, from the sheepfold, and made him king. There is a kingmaker's anointing tonight. I prophesy by the Spirit of the living God. Somebody shout forefront. Shout forefront. Shout forefront. Shout forefront. Now let's pray some prayers. Some of the other words I heard while we were praying. By the way, I'm rushing because by 1:10 we have to close and count down to 1:15. 1:15 we are releasing 1,000 tickets today. We were able to go to town in Lagos and give out hundreds of tickets. I made sure I went to one of the stations personally to supervise. And it went, those who were there would attest that, you know, it ran quite smoothly. And thanks to our team, celebrate our team. The same team, well, some of them, not every one of them, the same people who pray here. I've ordered everybody tomorrow, no food till we finish Hallelujah Challenge. You can have drinks. You may want to join us tomorrow with the no food thing. Tomorrow we are tagging a night of breakthrough and deliverance. Say breakthrough and deliverance. By the time I checked that, that acronym was BAD. B-A-D. Tomorrow go BAD. Breakthrough and deliverance. You know, when something is too good, you know, by poetic license, you say it's bad. You know, that's the way musicians talk. When we say, no, boy, that guy, when we try to say somebody is very good, say, oh, boy, the guy, bad. The guy, they drop stuff. Hey, tomorrow's going to be bad in the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I'm having a friend of ours, Pastor Tokwe, who joined forces. I've told him we're not eating. So we'll pray some prayers. We'll probably share on the website. The team is praying for 12 hours tomorrow. From 12 to 12 in chains. You know, I'll join at the watches. So join us to pray. We're trusting God for breakthrough. Our theme will be Obadiah 1:17. Upon Mount Zion, there is what? Deliverance. And there shall be what? Holiness. And the house of Jacob shall do what? Possess their possession. Tomorrow is the day to break through and possess your possession. Amen. Now, I shared earlier on the post that I sense that there's going to be a wealth transfer in this season. Why am I saying that? I was in a vision yesterday, and it's interesting that every day I keep seeing new things. I saw, I'm not going to call the person's name, a former prominent Nigerian who was one of the billionaires of our time. You know, a household name, you know. And it was as though they had this huge box and they were transferring to myself and someone. And I knew that it was like a fortune. So they gave us in the presence of people. So I said in the dream, this one, you are giving me this stuff in the presence of people. People will chase me, or robbers will chase me. So I said, no, let's go to a police station and drop it there. And I dropped it. We went there, you know, in an estate. You know, he owned the estate and had a lovely police station. We dropped it and they made a transfer to us. Amen. You know how somebody takes cash and gives you transfer? And then I felt, interestingly, I read Proverbs 13:22, I believe. Proverbs 13:22. Let's read that. So God wants to bring wealth. Remember, I shared that I was in Israel and I heard the word economy. And the more I read the news on our nation's economy, the more I believe that it's for such a time as this. Today I hear that inflation has gone up 26%. But when men say there's what, a casting down, you and I shall say what, there is a lifting. Say there's wealth coming to the body of Christ. And it is not for us to lavish on ourselves. It's for God to do what establishes covenant. Deuteronomy 8:18. Remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth the power to get wealth, that he may do what? Establish his covenant. Amen. Let's go to Proverbs 13, because we're going to pray some prayers. 13:22. And then remind me to pray for cases, long-standing cases. Please remind me to come to an end, and that God will give his people justice. Amen. Then there's a man I heard. They sent me the request. They were believing God for a child for years. Then God showed up for them, and the man is in coma right now. Has not even enjoyed the miracle. So remind us to lift up prayer for them. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Let's go to Deuteronomy 8:8. Are we there? Eight eighteen. Let's move with lightning speed. One to go. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy father, as it is this day. That word, power, there, strength. Amen. And I define it in three major ways. Number one, say strength, which is health. Say health. Have you seen a man in coma going to get money? No. Have you seen a paralytic person going to get money? No. You need health. Say health for wealth. And after you get wealth, you need health to enjoy it. You're going to say, Father, give me strength to get wealth. Give me health to get wealth in this season, that you may establish your covenant. I receive health for wealth, for kingdom, advancement, and establishment. Open your mouth and pray. I receive strength. I receive health for wealth, for kingdom advancement, and kingdom establishment. That your city through prosperity may be spread abroad. That through me, you establish your kingdom. That through my hand, you establish your hand and your kingdom. In these last days, I receive strength to
physical strength. I receive health, good health, vitality, vigor. Keep praying. Also strength. Say, I receive mental strength. Strength in my inner man. Stop. We prayed for physical strength. You need mental strength. You know why? Strength in your inner man. To get wealth, you need to take some risks. See, I receive strength. I receive mental strength to get wealth. For kingdom advancement and kingdom establishment in these last days. Open your mouth and pray. Mental strength. Courage, that is what it is. To take bold steps. To venture into uncharted territories by your leading. That when you show me things that others cannot see, that I receive strength to take bold steps in Jesus' mighty name. Another thing I see there is ideas and vision. Say ideas and vision. Ideas and vision. For me, that power means ideas and vision. God can give you one idea that will silence poverty forever and that will bring wealth for generations. Remember, it's not to lavish on yourself. It's the kind of wealth where you say, Pastor Nathaniel, when is the next hallelujah challenge? Eco Hotel is too small. We are funding it. We are flying people in. We are feeding the poor. We are building hospitals. The kind of world where you go to Lagos State to say, you know what, this road is too bad. Please, can I offer 50 billion for it? And it won't shake you. Say, please, there are no hospitals. We are tired of people going on. Can we just build some hospitals? That's the kind of wealth. Not just to lavish. Say, Father, I receive vision. I receive ideas for wealth creation. Open your mouth and pray. Say, as I praise you, as I worship you, as I meditate, let ideas for witty inventions break out in my mind. Ideas for witty inventions. Ideas. Innovation. Concepts. That will bless the work of my hands. Ideas that will further the cause of humanity and help people. In this hallelujah challenge, I receive it. Say, I receive knowledge for witty inventions, new ways of doing things, insights, concepts, ideas, vision, in Jesus' mighty name. Finally, say, I receive strategy. It's one thing to have vitality, mental strength, have vision, have ideas. It's another thing to have strategy. Strategy is how to do what you have received. How and when to do it. Say, I receive strategy. Say, I receive connections. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Somebody pray. I receive strategic connections. I receive a blueprint of how to go about. You better write out the processes I've shared tonight. From strength to health to mental strength to vision to ideas. Now strategy and strategic connections. See, I receive strategy and strategic connections for wealth creation. I receive strategy and strategic connections because you will need people. You will need people. You may have a blueprint, but you will need people for execution. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now this is the main thing. If you have all the rest and you don't have this one, say grace. That's favor. That's what the world calls the Midas touch. Grace. Grace, say grace. God is able to make what? All grace abound towards you. Say, I receive grace. I receive torrents of grace and favor for kingdom wealth creation, that I may establish and further because of the kingdom in these last days. Open your mouth and pray. I receive that grace, that empowerment, that touch. For there is a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty gives him understanding. I receive grace. I receive that anointing for wealth creation. In Jesus' mighty name. The sum total of the prayer you prayed is that you will be ready to walk. Amen. Yes, we will walk. As we walk, God will bless the work of our hands. And the body of Christ is about to see the wealth it has not seen before, or she has not seen before. Amen. Now, if you are not born again, see, wealth in the hands of, I think it was today I read in the scripture, that the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination before the Lord. The salvation of your soul is the most important. And if Jesus is not the Lord of your life, no matter how wealthy you become, it becomes a waste. The Bible says, for what shall he do? What profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? No way. Tonight, I bring you the gospel. God came, became a man, that through his sacrifice, you will be like God. That we will be restored to him. Once upon a time, we had a relationship with God, but man fell through sin. And the second Adam came in the form of that same man and took upon himself the body of sin, took our place. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. He was bruised for our iniquity. So that when you believe what he has done and you confess it, you will be saved. So right now, raise your hand and say with me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I believe you are the Son of God. I accept your sacrifice on the cross. I acknowledge I am a sinner in need of help. Save me. Wash me in your blood. Break the power of sin. Fill me with your spirit. And write my name in the book of life. I confess Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And I declare I am born again. Father, we declare everyone who has said that prayer saved to the uttermost. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Please look at this, your screen. You'll find a barcode. Scan the barcode, or better still, click the link. You know, it will take you to a form. Please do well to fill the form. We will get back to you. We want to give you a Bible, some pamphlets, and help you with a few, you know, preliminary classes to help you establish in the faith. God bless you. Now, those of you who want to give towards, you may have seen the huge campaign. You know, our dear friends Stanley and Ezine sold that to us. So we've spent so much already, and actually the bills are paid and we have surplus. But you know, there are still some more things we will do, okay, in terms of honoring our guests who will come, the ministers. And by the way, I hate to bust your bubble. It's not bad news per se. Slight change in our day 15. Don't be too disappointed. I saw Apostle, he and I were ministering in Abeokuta, and because he will be around in Lagos already on Saturday, and he's ministering on Wednesday, so I thought not to put a lot of pressure on him that same Wednesday, so I excused him to come on Saturday. So he will be coming on Saturday night instead of Wednesday. But our brother Dunsi will still be coming, okay? But there's still one surprise that we're trying to pull up to see if we can pull off, actually. So please don't be too disappointed. Day 15th, we'll just have Dulce Oyekon alone. But on Saturday, a day before the festival,
apostle will be here. Amen. 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 An apostle will hear of it. Amen. 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 So please go ahead and give. All right. Go ahead and give generously. You know, we will bless this team. And by the way, Pastor Pat's details are on the website. He blessed us yesterday. So go ahead and be a blessing to him directly. We've given him a gift on your behalf. You know, because it's our culture to honor the grace of God on God's. And anyone who ministers to us, we make sure we minister to them. It is scriptural. Paul says, you know, I have a right, but I have not used it. He says, you do not muzzle the ox that treads the corn. Amen. He says, if I've ministered to you spiritual things, shouldn't you minister to me your own carnal gift? And I read to you a scripture yesterday that elders who labor well in the world should do what? Should be paid well, and they deserve what? Double honor. That's the King James expression of that. So it's biblical. Don't let anybody blackmail you. All right, it's in the Bible. I know people misuse these things and exploit God's people, but it does not change the truth. Amen. When there is a fake, it means there is an what? Original. And this is the original. Amen. Let's dance for 1 minute over our journals. Okay. Let's say, Father, raise that man from the coma right now. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But you have come that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Raise that man from the dead, from coma, now, in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare long-standing cases resolved. We release justice for your people. Justice for your people. Justice for God's people. Any court case that has to do with oppression because you are weak and, you know, a company or a system has got power, we activate our authority in Christ Jesus and we summon them to the courts of heaven and we demand justice on behalf of the oppressed and the weak. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Let's just dance quickly, just 30 seconds. I'm hearing a song. Jesus, you are so good. Jesus, you are so good. Put Psalm 67 verse 5 and 6 for me. You have done for me what no man can do. You have done for me what no man. So shall your situation stand for good. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let the people praise thee. Then the earth shall yield what? Our increase. Your earth shall yield increase. In Jesus' mighty name. Okay. We're waiting. Let's blow the trumpet. No. Let's not blow the trumpet. When we are done, by 1:15, the link will go live. So we want to give everybody equal opportunity. So take your phones. It means you'll have to log out, Abby. They'll log out. Hey, what should we do? Let's blow the trumpet. Quick. Quick. Ready? One. In the name of Jesus. What you have received tonight in Jesus' name. So we have 2 more minutes to the link. So, sorry. If you have registered before, don't take again. And if we have given you cards today, don't register again. Fear God. Tell somebody, fear God. Don't register and cancel your Hallelujah Challenge blessing. Amen. There is heavy anointing flowing from this altar. Don't go and you don't wanna. Gonna. block your blessings. Two more minutes. So, you know, get your devices. The angel is stirring the waters. First to jump in. 1,000 tickets. If you don't have plans to attend, don't take the tickets. I beg you. I beg you. The seats are so limited. 1 minute, 30 seconds remaining. Huh? Mainland location will be released today. So if you're on the mainland, we have how many centers? 3 centers. Yaba, Anthony, Maryland, and Egbeda. Yes, so we are sending our team there to physically give you the passes. If you have registered before, don't register again. Father, bless those who obey this instruction. I won't say the converse. Eh? What? There's a venue at Redemption Camp. For those of you who are around Belkuta, you know, Ogun State, Mowe, Ibafo, Bega, Shagamu. 30 seconds. 30 seconds. And I'm thinking I want to have 50 tickets for the mamas and papas who are not internet savvy. So if you have a mama and papa who really wants to come, okay, tell them Pastor Nat wants to bless them with a special ticket. Because they won't be able to struggle with you people. Instagram, TikTok people. 1, 2, 3, go! How many minutes? After the ticket is gone, let's dance, I beg. That dance, we rushed it. Which kind of dance be that? What kind of dance was that? Somebody will get a news that will make them put their hand on your head. Jesus here, you have done it again. Jesus here, in your special way, what was impossible, Baba, you made possible. Jesus here. Jesus, yeah, you have done it again. Jesus, yeah, in your special way, what was impossible, Baba, you made possible. Jesus, yeah. People on Instagram are asking, where is the ticket? Did you put it on Instagram? You pinned it on Instagram. The Bible says, in a twinkling of an eye, the trumpet shall sound. Some tickets, just reply on the live stream on Instagram. You have done it again, Jesus. Yeah. In your special way, what was impossible? You have many minutes did it take for the 1 minute? Wow. Hope is the type that only one email can. Is that type? Because some people are saying the link is not opening. One minute. Next Hallelujah Challenge Festival will be at TBS. It should be at TBS. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May he lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you shalom. The Lord hear you in the day. The Lord hear you in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from his sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion in Jesus' mighty name. So remember that if you can, you know, fast with us, no food, take liquid, I mean, have some sugar, alright, vitamin C. You are free to even take some malt drink, you know, alright, but don't take cornflakes juice, custard, don't take pap, deceiving yourself. You don't take pap and do like this. Amen. So, pray with us. We'll share some of the prayer points. And then tomorrow will be explosive. We are trusting God for breakthrough. People will share testimonies. I see new millionaires in the kingdom. Billionaires in the forefront. New captains of industries. New prophets. Tonight I saw prophets being ordained. Being anointed. I saw prophetic gifts being activated. I saw intercessors being commissioned. New psalmists, new Nathaniels, new Dulces, new Sinach, new Victoria Orenses, new Des Moines, new minstrels. Hallelujah. Ah, there is a lady, you are a chef. Come on, I heard that. You are a chef. You are going to be a kingdom celebrity chef. Amen. You are a chef. I just heard that, chef. As I looked in this area, you are a chef. A chef. That's your confirmation. That's your confirmation. Go and start that business and succeed. God will give you ideas and recipes never heard before. Strategy to implement that which God will show you. So remember, he gives you power. So power is what? Strength. So that strength is what? Physical strength, mental strength, which is courage. All right. And together is health, right? And then it gives you vision and ideas. And then it gives you strategy and strategic connections. And then it gives you grace and favor. So write down and pray with them. Amen. God bless you. So let's get off the live stream and let's thank God. Have you been blessed tonight?
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.